You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's your girl, Cash. Hey, D.
What's going on?
How you doing today?
I'm good. Good day.
I mean, you know, it's been a while since we kind of sat down.
I know, couple weeks.
Well, we have some wildness for you all today. This is one of our, I kind of enjoy these episodes of the randomness.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about random things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot's going on, so.
I got so many questions. We had a lot of questions coming in. A lot of people want to know these answers.
We know okay. names, or we just letting people randomly.
We're not giving names. You see, he's messy. We're not giving
just
names. We're not
out,
doing
you know,
it.
I don't know.
Nah, if I don't like you, I may throw your name out there,
right? That's right. No. I don't know. I don't know who asking.
Yeah. Okay, the trending topic.
All right.
Let's talk about the obvious. Because if I see another challenge, Kiki, do you love me?
I can't.
Are you running?
I can't.
Who is Kiki?
I don't know. Because I'm probably in a minority. Like, I think Drake's music is for kids. And women.
Don't do Drake like that.
Any man over 30 that does this challenge or bumps Drake, if it's not on Pandora or something like that, he needs to reassess.
Why he gotta do Drake? Somebody. I love Drake. I mean, obviously, but...
I'm just saying, it's there for a good time. And I'm like saying, if you're in a club setting and you want vibe to it, that's good. But you should not be driving and riding to Drake. You should not be waking up in the morning to Drake. Or anything like that if you are over 30.
I'm going to tell you this. Last night, I went to bed, and I tell you, the song stayed in my head.
Yeah, that's why I listen to the radio.
If you love me.
I can't.
Night long.
I block people, and I stop following them.
I would. So if I get another challenge with that, I'm over it.
Not a challenge.
Kiki love the mail already. Yeah. Okay. Since we're talking about Drake, you know I got to ask the obvious question.
All right. What we got?
The baby.
I don't think it surprised me that it surprised me who, but it doesn't surprise me that he had a kid, and I would understand why he wouldn't want the world to know.
Let me just say this for side note, y'all out here trying to, you know, get with these randoms, and you end up making lifelong commitment with these randoms. Yes. That'd be a lesson learned. Now we just learned another lesson, you know, a couple podcasts ago talking about, you know, Kevin Hart.
But he didn't make no babies, did he?
No, he didn't make no babies, but I mean, no. How many times you got to do what you got to do before you end up making
one? No, because, like, hey, Kevin Hart got a pass compared to this one. Like, this is...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, because nobody's got to be like, oh, man, I can't believe Drake didn't tell nobody he had that baby by that porn star.
French porn star.
I can't believe that.
I need to probably reconsider what I'm doing for a living because I need to come up.
I'm sure she's good.
Denzel Washington, if you're listening, I love you.
Yeah.
And we can make this thing work. I wouldn't even tell Paulette. Think about it.
I'm just going to stay out of that one all together. I don't want to plead the fifth.
Oh, my goodness. So he said he wasn't hiding his baby from the world. How did he go? He wasn't hiding his baby. What was the quote?
He wasn't hiding his baby from the world. He was hiding the world from his baby.
And it's a shame that y'all know that. He wasn't hiding his baby from the world. He was hiding the world from his baby. Do you think that's a cop-out or no?
I think it's a cop-out.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it's a cop-out because Pusha T took that murder charge like a man.
he did.
He just took it. He didn't hide from it.
Right.
He stepped out. He stepped out and he shot him cold-blooded in the streets. You know?
Left him out there. Hemorrhaging.
Yeah, he just left him out there.
And you didn't hear not a response back from old Drakey boy.
No. It killed me how people got... When Drake was killing me, everybody was just like... It's like the Roman Coliseum.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wanted blood.
Right.
Drake took the L and it was like, y'all take stuff too far. Y'all play too much.
Y'all play too much. You out there bringing up my... Bad enough, like, I'm telling your business about your fiance and you're... But now I'm bringing up, serious. It's serious stuff now.
Yeah.
We know who won that one. Has he ever won any battles that he gotten into?
I think this is his first loss.
Yeah, because Meek Mill was before this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not too much into like the pop culture like that, but I do believe that him and Meek Mill was going back and forth.
Yeah, him and Meek Mill was actually going back and forth. And he came on top of that one right here. Like, they really, that whole camp, they just kind of waved the white flag. That was, that ultimately kind of seals this thing and make it kind of like a Hall of Fame win. Mm-hmm. Because it was no rebuttal. Like, they made friends. It was like the kid that got his behind whooping. He's like, you know what? Look, dude.
Let's just be friends.
We ain't got to argue no more.
We can make this work.
Yeah. I really don't even have a problem with you. I don't even know. Matter of fact, it was him. He told me not to like you.
Right, right.
I always thought your raps were great.
Absolutely. Okay. So, let me go to a few of the questions that we have out there.
All
right. Speaking of Drake and babies, one of the questions that we had was, how soon is too soon to go out after having a baby? In your opinion, if a woman has a baby, how soon is too soon for her to go out?
Look, man. All right. According to my grandma, 6 months probably.
Not no right. Because, your pores still open. Your pores.
Yeah, but in this new generation, I mean, you out the hospital the day you let you and the baby out. Like, you out. You out this joint.
No, never mind them pores, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, what? I mean, I just... You got to think that we've been having babies for a long time now. Mm-hmm. It was since, you know, prehistoric time. It was popping out babies in caves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. So technically you don't have an opinion. You gave it to you.
Okay,
if you know Shaniqua had a baby, or Brenda had a baby, but Brenda barely had a brain, a damn shame the girl can...
I don't care when she comes out. I just, you know, just come out. You know, with clothes on. That's all. Just come out.
So you wouldn't feel a certain kind of way if she come out a week after having, you know, Raheem Jr.?
Not with her hot pants on. As long as she got clothes on, you know.
I'm talking about out, like in a club out. I'm not talking about out in a grocery store. Oh. I'm talking about like. Yep, that kind of out.
So she done dropped the baby. She needs a sitter.
How soon is too soon?
Yeah, she probably needs to chill maybe, you know. At least a month and a half, 2 months, you know, we say it like that, right? That 3 months, maybe. Right. And I wouldn't say be hitting the club, but maybe just you want to get out and get back into the world. Because I don't be too judgmental because I never had a child.
Uh-huh.
And I know that there's probably an importance to get back to some kind of semblance of a regular life and not just be carrying that load around and not being able to enjoy yourself.
So you would say?
Yeah, I would say give it. You know, you give it whatever your comfortability meter is, but you shouldn't be in the house of blues and nothing like
gotcha.
That. I'm just saying, you know, you do a little dinner date with some music, I think mm-hmm. it's appropriate.
What about for the man? He knows it's his child, because I know, because young men go,
well,
he knows he's married to the woman.
Oh, this, we talking about marriage?
No, I'm talking about marriage now.
Oh, man, that's dope. let's just, as far as the man goes, I don't think he should go out until she's able to go out. I say it like that. I think that's the best way to go about it. Because you kind of like equally you. Y'all should go out together for the first time.
Okay. All right. Speaking of husband and wife.
All right.
Your homeboy, let's say your homeboy got married, right?
All
right. And you found out your homeboy has taken the last name of his wife. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man.
This is me being messy.
I don't know.
This is my messy face.
And they're married and are the kid. I think my only place with it is like, are the kids gonna have the last name? I think as a man,
everybody's gonna have the last name.
Yeah, see, as a man, for me, the hardest thing would be letting the kids have the last name, because I would want that to be like my bloodline. I think that's always been kind of like the man right. We say mm-hmm. we always don't feel like we got a lot of rights, so we at least get to have the last name. We lose
the legacy
the last name.
Of the matter. Huh?
Yeah. You know, I would want, you know, my sons, you know, daughters and stuff like that to have my last name. That's the mm-hmm. only thing. I mean, otherwise, like, I wouldn't care. Like, I think it would be dope for men to do the hyphen thing like women do.
Word.
I could be hyphen something.
Check this out. We're moving on up, America.
Yeah, I could definitely be hyphen something. I think it would be dope to be hyphen, because then you would know, you know, what family you were married into. I think it would be helping with the family tree.
I'm with that. Okay. So... do you think it's okay for a man and a woman to have a baby and the woman give the child her last name? They're not married now. To give the child her last name instead of the father's last name?
If he doesn't sign the birth certificate, I think she has the right to name whatever he wants to.
Do you not think the legacy would be lost?
That's just the thing. Like, if he's there and the situation is amicable, even down the line, I mean, you don't lack the, you know, the ability to change it down the line. But if he's not there or they're not at a place and he doesn't sign a birth certificate, I think she got the right to name the child whatever she wants.
Okay.
I think the onus is on, I think the onus is always on the father.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Here's the last one. Is it now acceptable for a woman to take a knee and propose to a man?
Hell yeah. I'm all for that.
Hell no.
No, I'm for that.
What?
I'm for that. With where we are now, I think a lot of situations would be great. Like, I think it would be dope for women to go on a quest to kind of seek out things. I think a lot of women are single that wouldn't be single if they would just step out on faith and go after what they want.
Right. Okay. I disagree with that. I think it's total foolishness for a woman to get on her knee and you can pause on that, to get on her knee and propose to a man.
But why not? Like, what if you could have a wonderful life if you just stepped out and told your man you loved him unconditionally and
women
you wanted to marry him?
Do not get on your knee nor ask a man to marry you. Do you not say? Do that. Because that's a one-up. If you get on your knee and ask him to marry you, 9 times out of 10, he gonna be like, well, you asked me to marry you. I mean, I think that's emasculating a man, to be honest with you.
This is it. And this is where I'm just gonna take the gloves off altogether right here.
Baby, cook me some grits if he act up.
Like, y'all women give us such a hard time. They are countless. Basically, almost every person that's married had the man propose. And y'all want to give us stats talking about the faithfulness of men and what they do and don't do. This is what the man getting on his knee. But, oh, Lord, ladies, do not get on your knees and propose.
Don't do it.
Because it's going to get even worse.
Yeah, well.
If you think they acting bad, no. You just wait.
That's
till
what I'm
you
trying
propose.
To tell you. Wait till you propose. And it's going to get worse. That's something. Don't do it, ladies.
Oh, my
don't
goodness.
Do it. I know we're in of the age of liberation and all that stuff. That's great. And I promise you, if I was in the 70s, I would have burned my bra, too. Do not get on your knee.
Women, do not listen to this woman today. She is corrupting y'all and she is selling y'all. She is selling y'all down the river. What
don't
I'm telling you now is from a man's perspective, what a man wants is a woman that he knows loves him unconditionally. And how do you show a man you love him unconditionally?
He can ask me and I'll tell him. Don't get on that knee. Don't believe this foolishness.
You're
going to
have a man for life.
Do not believe the foolishness.
That's right. Mm-mm. She'll bring a puppy home. For some sad eyes, but she talking about she won't get on your knee for that man.
Let me tell you something. And I've been taught this from when I was knee high to a grasshopper. I didn't know what that meant, but I just like the saying. Men are chasers. Women are choosers. Again, I'll say, men are chasers. Women are choosers. That means they chase and we choose who we're going to be with. Now, once you make that choice, don't you get on your damn knee.
You want to know what the corruption in society is? You don't want to know? Stereotypes. All right? Do not let this woman corrupt society. All right? You're contributing to the corruption in society with those stereotypes. It's not true. I'm telling you. All a man wants is a woman that he knows, not thinks or not hopes, but knows loves him. You want to show that man that? Get on that knee, girl.
Don't do it.
Get on that knee to date. There are women that are engaged in these long relationships that are just, I sure wish this man would marry. Like, you want to be married, and you could really kind of speed that thing along. Get on your knee. Then you don't have to guess no more, because if he says no, then you know you don't have to waste your time no more. You could cut the fat. You could cut it.
You can cut that foolishness. That's what you can do. Cut the foolishness.
If you're at home, and you guessing about that man or guessing about your relationship and you don't know what you got, propose and you will find out what you got.
Don't believe this.
And this is sad. A woman would first fake a pregnancy, then propose. Stop faking pregnancies and propose.
No.
Just propose. And then you know exactly what you got.
You know, and I despise these women who fake pregnancies, but I'm tell you one thing, because every time that lipstick came up with them two lines.
But I'm giving you the truth. I'm telling you. You want to know what you got, propose. I'm telling you.
Her next question or topic, since we're talking about marriages and proposals.
That's right.
and of course babies.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Offset and Cardi B. Do you think that was cool to keep their marriage under wraps?
And she might have proposed. See?
No, she said he actually proposed.
That's what she said. She said that
Cardi
she gave the statement.
Propose. I don't think Cardi B.
What's his name again? Because I don't really know them.
Offset.
Offset. Whew, it doesn't. I don't. Something about him doesn't suggest that he may have that in him. I would need videotape evidence of that he did it. Or actually, how did the proposal go?
You trying to say his vocabulary is not that great?
Look,
that's what I heard you say.
I think Offset would be the type of cat that will wake up and Cardi B will remind him that he's
what
married.
He said? Oh.
And he'd be like, I'm what? Married? What that is? Where we got that from? What store that came out of?
Oh, that is my name, ain't it?
Yeah, like, no. Like, so, I'm not necessarily believing that one.
I see everybody's on this whole marriage kick these days.
Because, I
think talking about with the pop culture and with the...
It's a good turn. I think it's being used more as promotion than it is actually real things. I think not just marriage, but relationships are in. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things that
having
are in
babies are in.
Yeah.
See, when I was having babies, it wasn't really cool. I had them pretty early, and it wasn't really cool out there in them streets. I'm just saying.
But that's the thing. You got to take the lifestyle of the most influential people in the country, and that's going to dictate what things are. Like you say, kind of like Beyonce and Jay-Z are like the head of Black America. Mm-hmm. As far as they're like Black royalty right now. So everybody wants to emulate their lifestyle. That's what we do. So if those people were single, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then that would be the way we would emulate in society.
I can respect that.
We are in a togetherness culture because the cool people that we the people that we see and we idolize, they're married, so now we want to be married.
Okay.
And we want to have babies because they're having babies.
Yeah. Listen, okay. Last one. Will and Jada. Will Smith was having an interview and he made a statement saying that he and Jada no longer use marriage when they discuss or talk about one another. Yeah. Instead of saying my husband and my wife, they refer to it being life partners.
Yeah. I'm gonna be weird because I think they're kind of, you know, their thoughts are different and it kind of takes you a little while to wrap your mind around. But I actually love them. I love their thought process and I love how they see life. Mm-hmm. Because I listened to something and I don't think that part was in there, but he was saying that it was a point where he wanted to give up on his marriage. And he just had to sit her down and he told her that
he can't make a husband.
Yeah, he can't. And, mm-hmm. And when he said that and how he broke that down, I was just like, that's freaking right. Amazing. And it's so true because right. I think in these relationships, we kind of take the other person's identity. And they got to a place where they wanted to reestablish their own personal identities. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real relationship. They may have the truest form of relationship.
I think that's pretty dope. Because you can go through your growing pains and grow through that. And I think that's what happens in a lot of relationships and marriages. Because when you go through those growing pains, a lot of people choose to give up and quit versus working on it.
Yeah.
And grow through it, shall I say.
Because you had said, I think that was like a discussion topic for us one time. Yeah. People don't embrace your growth. Your growth scares them more than they embrace it and want to celebrate it with you and help you through.
And they want to hold you hostage as you're my wife or you're my husband. Don't you do this A, B, and C?
Right.
And that causes resentfulness, and that's where everybody want to peace out. Right. Okay, and that term, he also continued in that very same statement and says, yes, we're life partners, so there's nothing that she can ever do to cause him to leave or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And that's a deep, hold on. I was all with him until you talking about there's nothing that you can ever do to make me leave.
No, you just think, like, we'll say, man, that's wild. It's like, oh, so even if your wife steps out and cheats on you, you're still going to be good. But we actually rationalize things like that in ourselves all the time. A woman's had a man that's cheated on her and she's found a way within herself to take him back. So what's the difference?
Like, I mean, I agree with that one. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with that one. But some people would take it and abuse it.
But that's just the thing. They're life partners because they understand or they place faith in the fact that that other person won't abuse it.
Right.
That's the thing. Like that. You talk about corruption of society. You talk about the corruption of a relationship is that we think the worst of our mate. Like, are we, not to say think it, we expect it.
Right.
So, like, we really taint the relationship before anything ever happens.
Yeah.
That's why, like I said, if you're not where you're supposed to be, oh, hell no, you cheat.
Right.
It'd be 10 minutes late.
Right.
Oh, you spent that.
Right, right.
But is that really because it's what happened, or is just that that's just what you expect? You expect it.
And I think, honest to God, people, and I'm just in my 30s, I've kind of shifted to a new energy of how I view life.
Yeah.
And I do believe that whatever you expect is what you will attract.
That's right.
Whatever you expect is what you're going to get.
You just, like, you can't. I think those are the things that's inevitable. If you're with a person and you're making, you know, if you're unhappy and you're expecting the worst, like, your brain is going to give you that regardless. If you are happy and your husband forgot the milk, oh, baby.
No big problem.
No big problem.
Absolutely.
If you are miserable and he forgot the milk,
facts.
He has got to go.
Yes,
and he may
yes.
have to take a child with him.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. That's right. I got to the point I was aggravated. I'm like, I don't like the way you breathe. You're breathing to me.
So we get what we project.
That's correct. That's why you see miserable people hanging around miserable people.
That's right.
These haters and just all this other stuff. But this is a pretty good one, I think. This is a pretty good podcast. This is one of the ones that I truly enjoy because we kind of just randomly just talk about randomness, the trending topics, what's going on right now.
And definitely the questions. So y'all keep the questions
going.
Keep
the questions coming.
Yeah.
There's no questions off limits. So email us, greattabletalk@gmail.com. DM us at Great Table Talk on Facebook or Great Table Talk on Instagram. And of course, subscribe. Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Look us up.
Propose to Your Man 2018.
Don't do it.
Propose to Your Man.
We out.